Track 10, more news items. Plastic flowers spark retirement home row. Police were called to intervene in a row between pensioners at a retirement home over a vase of flowers. Officers visited the retirement housing in Deepway Lane, Exminster, following a complaint of aggressive behaviour. The incident happened after a war of words broke out between residents about a vase of flowers in the communal hallway. Some residents decided to display the flowers on a windowsill, but another tenant claimed they were a fire risk and posed a threat to others in the block. The company managing the flats, the Guinness Partnership, was called out to investigate. Residents were asked by management to remove the flowers and place them in one of their flats instead. But soon after, the residents decided they wanted the flowers to remain on the windowsill to brighten up the place. They say the other tenant called the police. Ian Hunter, who put up the flowers, said, "I decided to put the flowers out on the landing window, and all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. I had people around from the trust saying it's a fire hazard. I couldn't believe what was happening." Thomas, a resident and Ian's friend, said the guy complained to the police and two officers turned up over this. For some strange reason, Guinness Partnership came round the day he reported it and told us we'd have to take the flowers down. Devon and Cornwall Police said police were called to Deepway Lane, Exminster, following a report of aggressive behaviour at a property. An officer attended and confirmed all was in order.
Unsung Hero triumphs at Firefighter Awards. Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Services annual awards evening saw a Teignbridge firefighter crowned as its unsung hero. Bovey Tracy firefighter James Warner received the unsung hero at the Fire Service Awards, dubbed the People Awards, on October the 2nd. James was nominated for his enthusiastic and dedicated attitude through his numerous roles within the service, including the Road Safety Team and Bovey Tracy Cadets. This is in addition to his on-call commitments to Bovey Tracy. A fantastic achievement and an absolute credit to our station. Great work on James for James, a spokesman for Bovey Tracy Fire Station said. But this was not the only award that went James's way. The Road Safety Team, of which he is a part, came runners-up in the Working Together Award category. James was not the only Bovey man in the mix, for the team is led by Bovey Tracy's watch manager, Chris Boston, who is responsible for giving talks and lectures around the county on the importance of being safe on the road. Elsewhere at the awards, 10 firefighters received medals for 20 years service and one firefighter received the accolade for 30 years service. Almost 100 people and teams were nominated by their colleagues for going above and beyond in their work, and the judging panel had the toughest year yet, shortlisting and choosing the highly commended and winners in each category. Chief Fire Officer Gavin Ellis said, "I'm proud to lead a service with so many committed and dedicated people. The work the service does is as challenging as it is rewarding. Every role across the service contributes to making sure our communities are safe, protected and supported during their time of need."
Students mark World Mental Health Day. Students at a Newton Abbott school joined schools across the country in support of World Mental Health Day. At Coonshead Academy, a group of sixth formers have volunteered to train and work as mental health ambassadors to support students throughout the school. The group will be trained by mental health in school team practitioners and will learn about mental health and well-being through fun and engaging activities. World Mental Health Day is celebrated annually, and this year's theme, set by the World Federation of Mental Health, is Workplace Mental Health. The theme highlights the importance of addressing mental health and well-being in the workplace for the benefit of people, organisations and communities. When the training is finished, the ambassadors can be involved in tasks in the school, such as leading student focus groups around mental health. Helen Coulson, head teacher at Coombs Head Academy, said, "World Mental Health Day is a great chance to talk all about the things we are doing in school to make sure that students are mentally healthy. I'm so proud of the sixth form students that are undertaking this training, and I believe their contributions on mental health will be so valuable to the whole school community. It can be really helpful for young people to have these messages around supporting your mental health delivered by their peers." Matthew Shanks, CEO of Education Southwest, said, "Students need to know there is always someone available to listen to them, and having sixth formers train as mental health ambassadors is a brilliant idea. Going to school is about more than receiving an academic education. It's about being helped to become a happy and healthy member of society."
Always agree, say couple celebrating 70th wedding anniversary. A couple from Newton Abbott will celebrate their 70th wedding anniversary this month. Don and Jean Balsam tied the knot at the Treecarn Hotel in Torquay on the 20th of October 1954. "We had a sit-down meal for around 60 people," Don recalled. "It cost 11 shillings and 9 pence. The couple met at Barton Baptist Church Youth Club. They were part of a larger group of friends, and Don was originally with someone else," pointed out Jean. However, as the group paired off, Don realised it was Jean he wanted to be with. "Always agree," Jean asserted when asked the secret of a long and happy marriage. "She's short, so she's the boss," quipped back Don. "We've been lucky," he added. "We've had a reasonable life. We had our ups and downs, but we always made up." Over the years, Don and Jean have enjoyed varied careers, including managing a wet fish and chip shop in Torquay, running a mobile snack bar in King's Kerswell, and a guest house in Torquay. Don then joined the ambulance service in 1963, where he worked until he retired 32 years ago. Don and Jean have kept themselves busy in retirement. Don was part of the Newton Abbott Civic Society for 6 years, and the couple spent 23 years as stewards at Castle Drogo National Trust property. Don and Jean will celebrate their wedding anniversary at Dainton Golf Club, surrounded by their children and grandchildren, who will be flying in from as far afield as Sweden and Australia.
Glyn has SNP for Cancer Charity. A man from Kingsdainton has had his long hair chopped to raise money for Macmillan Cancer Support. Glyn Smith had spent years growing his hair past his shoulders so that he could have it cut off to raise money for the charity that helped his father. Glyn's father died after a cancer diagnosis and was cared for by Macmillan nurses. The big haircut took place at an event at the Royal British Legion in Kingsdainton last Friday. As well as raising £550 for Macmillan, Glyn's haircut is also benefiting children with cancer, as the hair taken off was long enough to be sent off and used to make wigs.